Well, the number of them, starting from classic chart patterns, they help. They never are a guarantee, but this one is such a classic one where you got a quadruple top and sort of like a, call it a triangle, a bullish triangle, that a majority of cases resolve to the upside. So the trend ended in April. The easy money ended in April. We got very overbought. Volatility was very, very high. Okay, we got overbought. I don't have other indicators here, but if you were to look at RSIs, MACDs, the classic ones, all the conventional ones, they were really overbought. And you and I were thinking 3, 4 months ago, well, at some point, we still bullish gold. We still like the commodity, but you know, everything has time. And when it gets a little overdone, people take profits. It's natural. And those indicators, our oscillators, they help us to say, all right, this is a little bit too much. That's what happened in April. And what's been happening since April to now is just a consolidation. It's a consolidation. It's just a range type of trading. People got out, some people are getting in. And the pattern, just the pattern itself, confirms that this is not the end of the bull market. It's just a pause, which lasted about 3 to 4 months, might last another month. Well, I'm not saying that we're going to break out today.
Dennis Leontiev, good morning to you. How are you?
Great. How you doing, Andy? Good to see you.
Good to see you. What and today, or what trades do you like currently that you are researching and examining?
Well, we talked about gold a couple of days ago, and we talk about gold all the time. And right now I'm looking at just a basic chart of GLD, if you can see that.
What?
It had a wonderful run since, let's say, last December to this April. And as you can see, this is a chart of GLD. And well, it went all the way up to 316. And then, as you can see, it tested that 316 four times. It did it once. So it got there in April, tested it in May, in June, in July. Now we're in August. And we're sitting at approximately 310 and a half. Pre-market, it's up about a dollar, so 311 and a half. It's a classic chart pattern, very bullish. There is no such thing as a quadruple top, as they say. I believe that it's going to break out to the upside any day. It could be in a couple of days, it could be in a couple of weeks, but I do think it's inevitable. Well, we're dealing with probabilities, not certainties, but it looks really good. And I would like to participate in it. As you know, we have positions in gold miners and GDX, a lot of things related to gold. But I think that you can just play GLD for somebody who doesn't have an exposure to gold. You can just buy GLD before it breaks out, or you can wait for a breakout. But my idea is allocating a small portion of your portfolio, of your account, and buy call or some sort of a bullish strategy. I
Got
would, yeah, go ahead.
it. Well, okay. So when you're buying calls, how far out would you buy? How much time would you buy? And what strike would you buy?
I would say I would go either November, December, give yourself 3 or 4 months. I believe that well, we break out, and hopefully it's not going to be a fake breakout, just a real breakout. If we do, then if you look at that range, as you can see, the range is approximately close to 15 to 20 points. As a pure technician, if it breaks out, it's going to go up from the breakout about 15 or 20 points, which is 150 to 200 points on gold, on gold futures. So from 315, the projection is, I would say, about 330, 335. I'm looking at what I'm going to buy, and I'm going to do it this morning. Although it's up a little bit, I don't like chasing, but it's still in the range, so it's fine. I'm looking at November, monthly November, 315 calls, 315s are, they're trading at about $10. It's going to be maybe a little bit higher because we're going to open higher. You don't have to chase it and buy it this morning. You can wait for a pullback, or I think that would be, it gives us about 3 months, a little over 3 months, which is sufficient. And if you buy it for, let's say, $10 to $11, something in that range, I believe it'll double.
It will double. Okay. So when are you looking to take a profit, is when you double? Is that correct?
Yeah. It depends on if everything works out the way I think it would. I would say that we'll go to around 330. And look at the charts and see when it gets overbought or done. Then you can either sell it or maybe sell a higher call against it to hedge it. On this chart that you can see, if you look at the bottom, that blue line, that's implied volatility. Implied volatility on commodities, and especially gold, works the opposite of implied volatility on stocks and S&P 500. In S&P or stocks in general, volatility is negatively correlated to the move. So stock market goes up, volatility usually lower, because options become more expensive when we're in the bear markets or corrections, things of that nature. In case of gold, volatility does the exact opposite. It goes up when the commodity goes up. And this blue line on the bottom of the chart, if you can see it, it is a good illustration for it. If you can see, like in April, when we made new highs, when we went straight up,
yeah,
see how volatility went up to like 25, 26, which is very high for gold. Right now we're sitting at about 15, 16, which is normal. It's kind of, actually, I would say, on the cheaper side. The options are not that expensive. So if you pay, say, $11 for this particular option, you don't have to buy this option. That's exactly what I'm going to buy. But, you know, it depends on your risk tolerance and appetite and so on. I think they're relatively cheap. And if the market is going to go, and market, I mean, if gold goes up, volatility is going to go up. So we're not just making money because we're right on the direction. Hopefully we are, but also volatility will help us as well. And if it goes up, and if you see maybe it was a short-term overbought condition, you can sell something against it. Let's say you buy 315, it goes up, it breaks out, gets a little overbought. You can either take profit, or let's say you sell like 335, 340, 345 call against it, which is going to be very expensive. So the volatility of this particular option at the moment is about 15, but the volatility of 335 option is higher. It's trading at about 70. But right now, we just do simple thing, nothing too sophisticated. Just buy a call. My choice is a 315. November.
Got it. So you're right out of the money. Correct me if I'm wrong. And we're looking at a 3 to 4 months out time period.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I think it's worth the risk. I think it's a simple trade. Again, not a certainty, a probability, but allocate a little bit of capital to this. And you know, like in case of our portfolio, I'm going to allocate 1%. So something more risk averse.
Got it. So just to give all my listeners and viewers a little bit of background, Dennis was my partner in a hedge fund that we had several years ago when we were running some money. And he is my partner in portfolio now in our managed accounts in our fund. So yeah, this looks excellent. Dennis, can you, and to all my viewers and listeners, Dennis really is not only an excellent portfolio manager and technician, he has he trades a lot of options, if you would, options to not only to speculate and invest, if you would, but also to hedge. I really like the idea of selling a higher premium call, if you would, the higher we go. It's almost like, correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost like you're getting the premium of the call that you're selling above that. We're collecting that, but we're also getting the upside, capturing most of that upside move, correct?
Exactly. Exactly. So there's always nothing wrong with selling something. Well, if you own, never sell naked options. Let me say, never sell naked options.
Unless you want to own the asset.
Yeah. In case of puts, that's right. Or calls, unless you want to be short. In this case, we want to be long. So we'll start the position as buying a simple call. And if we're correct, let's start with this. If we're wrong, you know exactly how much money you're going to lose. Let's say we're wrong, gold doesn't go anywhere or goes down. Let's say you buy it for 11, which is $1,100. You know exactly that you're going to lose this amount. So,
got it.
Gold crashes. Okay, I lost $1,000.
Right.
Okay, fine. If it goes up, then it might require a little bit of management. Either you just hold it and say, all right, it's going to 330, 335, like we kind of like, you know, we're expecting. Fine, it's going to go there. It'll double roughly, or maybe more. But if it starts going up a little too fast, you sell something against it, and it's going to be like a free position. So,
yeah. Excellent. Explain to me a little bit more about the volatility. I just for all of our listeners, I understand that, but I think that's for all of those that don't, I think that's a great, great indicator. It's a contrarian indicator. Is that correct?
That's right. The volatility, just like most traders watch VIX, right? That's a great indicator and good predictor of market movements when it comes to S&P 500 and overall market. The same thing with gold. In this particular chart, it's GLD. So it does the exact opposite of VIX. So when gold goes up, volatility usually goes up with it. But when it goes down, the declines in gold, they're kind of subdued most of the time. People abandon the market and the volatility goes down. Therefore, market makers starting to price options lower and lower because there's less participation and they prefer to own it rather than give it to the traders, to the fee. So in this chart on the bottom, you see the blue line. It's a very good illustration.
Beautiful picture.
Yeah. So you see the blue line is correlated to the price on top of the chart.
Yeah, that is an excellent indicator. And Dennis, just for all my viewers and listeners, Dennis and I have done this many, many times in the past. And it's, to my knowledge, it's mostly, not always, but it's mostly been right. So I love it.
Right.
That's why we trade it. Dennis, what other indicators specifically to this, but in general, do you like to look at for the technicals?
Well, the number of them, starting from classic chart patterns, they help. They never are a guarantee, but this one is such a classic one. Well, you got a quadruple top and sort of like a, call it a triangle, a bullish triangle, that in majority of cases resolve to the upside. So the trend ended in April, the easy money ended in April. We got very overbought. Volatility was very, very high. Okay, we got overbought. I don't have other indicators here, but if you were to look at RSIs, MACDs, the classic ones, all the conventional ones, they were really overbought. And you and I were thinking 3-4 months ago, well, at some point, we still bullish gold. We still like the commodity, but you know, everything has time. And when it gets a little overdone, people take profits. It's natural. And those indicators, our oscillators, they help us to say, all right, this is a little bit too much. That's what happened in April. And what's been happening since April to now is just a consolidation. It's a consolidation. It's just a range type of trading. People got out. Some people are getting in. And the pattern, just the pattern itself, confirms that this is not the end of the bull market. It's just a pause, which lasted about 3 to 4 months, might last another month. Well, I'm not saying that we're going to break out today.
Right.
But it's just a pause, a refresh, and then we have another leg up. That is my bet. So that's exactly what I'm going to do is when market's open.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's a great bet, actually. I really, really like this trade here. A little bit also to all my viewers and listeners, Dennis and I have been long gold. Well, for quite a while, we were really, really bullish in the springtime in the first of the year. You see that explosion up, if you would. We did, and we are long-term investors as well as we are traders. We took a lot of profits really in April, right at that spike. So we had really good timing. The trading gods and the investing gods were with us, if you would. But I really took your advice. And then we had this, and I remember, I shouldn't say I remember, you and I were talking, hey, Andy, we just got to take some money off the table. In our funds, we are very underinvested, even though we have a lot. We still have a lot, but we are underinvested, if you would, just because we took profits and we just had this huge spike up. Now, what you're seeing here, Dennis, is the potential here, correct me if I'm wrong, we should potentially reallocate more, even more funds, not even specific to this trade, for stuff that we really, really like just because of this consolidation period. Is that correct?
Precisely. When it got a little bit overbought, we thought, all right, are we still holding our favorite positions? Favorite stocks that we like, we just trimmed them a little bit. So, because portfolio management is as important as just picking stocks. So just for, you know, to get a good sharp ratio and not to have a big drawdowns. And we've been looking at it for 3 or 4 months. So we kind of became more traders than investors on a short-term basis. So we trimmed some of them pulled back, we started accumulating them back. Right now, as you know, we have a lot of cash, so we're not 100% invested. But I believe that when it comes to gold miners and precious metals in general, this consolidation is ending, and we're starting to reaccumulate those positions that we like, getting ready for the next run, for better or for worse. Call option is just one of a simple example, because we are exposed to gold. We don't have a position in gold itself, but as you know, we have several micro cap and small cap gold miners, as well as we're holding GDX and GDXJ and ETFs. But I think as a trade, let's say you don't have any positions anywhere, you're not exposed in gold, this option trade purely based on technicals is a good idea. But it's not, it's purely based on technicals, but we fundamentally believe in gold. We believe this bull market is not over. So why not take advantage of it and allocate a little bit of money into a call option? You know how much you're going to lose. I think it makes sense to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And also to all my viewers and listeners, Dennis and I talk, our philosophy on this is you want to look at your portfolio as a three-legged stool that's very, very, so if you have one leg, it's very unstable, two legs are unstable, with three legs it's very stable. And the legs of that stool would be the fundamentals. We're very fundamentally bullish on gold. That'd be leg number one. Leg number two would be the technicals, if you would, and that can mean anything from the chart, if you would, the patterns of the chart, and looking at good entry points. And I'd actually put the third fundamental, you say it's technical, but not, I wouldn't say third fundamental, the third leg is really volatility. And that is the sentiment of the market. And it looks like the volatility is really coming into our favor here. You have three legs and the odds of winning are significantly higher with three legs as opposed to one or two legs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I look at technical analysis, and when we were younger, we were more technicians, long, long time ago, like 20, 25 years ago. Right now, we're more fundamentally driven. I look at technicals as a toolbox. So like you got your hammers and, you know, pliers and screwdrivers, but if you want to build a house, you cannot build a house without it. But technicals by themselves, the toolbox by itself, if you don't know how to build a house, you don't know what to do with those, with that toolbox. So it has to be based on fundamental, any reforms portfolio management is concerned. But without those technical patterns and indicators that a lot of people know, you need those hammers. You need those screwdrivers.
Right.
Let's put it this way. So this call option's mostly based on technicals, but the fundamentals support it. We would like to be long gold, and I think the time is right.
Yeah, excellent. So Dennis, for the rest of the week, which we only got 2 days, and going into the next week, is there anything else that you're looking at that looks interesting to you, both for a long term? I know it's quiet out there, but also short term. And this is probably, to all my viewers and listeners, this is an excellent, this is not a recommendation by no means, but this is an excellent short term trade. But anything else that is coming to mind that you're looking at?
As far as stock market, I think it's going to be quietly volatile, meaning we're going up a little, going to be sold, go down a little, we bought. So August normally is a quiet month.
Yeah,
people take vacation, summertime, and that's what I'm expecting. And well, there could be an earthquake, meaning news all of a sudden something comes out, whether it's from the government or geopolitical stuff, things like that. Of course, it can happen. But overall, I believe it's going to be quiet. The trend overall of the stock market is probably over. We're going to be in some kind of weird range. Good for short-term traders. Excellent for short-term traders.
Yeah.
We'll have something over this weekend. We'll take a look and maybe we'll look at a couple of stocks here and there and see if there are opportunities there.
Got it. Real quick, can you pull up X or GDXJ, actually, can you pull up GDXJ for us and let's analyze that if you can.
Just a second. Let's see. Here it is. It's been kind of sort of underperforming a little bit. And the GDXJ is very similar to GDX. Well, J stands for junior. So the small caps. We'll look at volatility of GDXJ, very similar to gold, but because these are stocks, gold is a commodity, these are stocks. Look at the spikes of the blue line on the bottom.
Yeah.
Opposite of gold.
Yeah.
If it sells off, volatility goes up. So exactly, right. That's what we were talking about 5 minutes ago. Right now it's relatively low. Kind of in the middle. I believe that gold is going to break out. GDX is going to break out, but break out to the upside. Maybe if I'm going to go higher. But I think gold itself is a better trade than GDXJ at the moment. But longer term, I think we talked about it a couple of days ago. Longer term, a GDX and GDXJ will outperform gold.
Yep.
Longer term. Okay. But the next couple of months, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, got it. It looks very similar, if you would. And let me ask you about the volatility, and I know the answer already, but for all of our viewers and listeners, the volatility indicator, the blue line below, is similar to GLD, meaning it's getting compressed. So is that also a bullish indicator there for GDXJ?
At this point, it's neutral. In other words, GDXJ and GDX, they're waiting for the commodity to move. They're not leading. I would like them to lead, actually. Well, we discussed it a couple of days ago. But right now, they're just waiting. Is gold going to break out? Gold, if it does, we believe it does, it will. Then it's going to break out. But if GDXJ going to go up, the implied volatility of prices of option are going to decline a little. In case of GLD, it's going to go up. That's why we're recommending, and not recommending, but what we're going to do is we're buying calls on gold, not GDX. But long
just because it's much lower risk, correct?
I believe so. It'll benefit us. It'll benefit when things go up. But long term, if you're a longer term investor, not a trader for the next 2 or 3 months, then buying GDXJ may be more lucrative than buying gold.
Got it.
Trade option trade. GLD is a little bit better than GDXJ. If you know, if you, yeah, it's a little it's kind of a paradox, but yeah, depending on your time.
Yeah, no, I got you loud and clear. Also, you in your previous fund, in our previous fund, you did a lot of pair trading. Would this be a good pair trade here where you go long GLD and you short GDX or GDXJ?
The other way around. If it's a pure long short kind of a, call it an arbitrage or
right
trade.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I think that GDXJ, let's look at it from a 1 year from now, the horizon, let's say a year. I think that the index GDXJ will outperform gold. Longer term, I think it will outperform. The reason being, it's been following gold instead of leading. And I prefer stocks in certain industries, including gold, to lead the metal, to lead the commodity.
Right.
So far, it's been following. But at some point, whether it's next month or a few months from now, this the investors
can
realize that these companies are making a lot of money at this price of gold. And the money will flow from the commodity, from traders to investors. And they say, my God, they're making a lot of money. They're very undervalued. So eventually GDXJ will do better than the commodities.
Got it. Excellent. All right, Dennis, thank you so much. Great insights here. And let's chat again tomorrow and see where things are settling. And we'll talk before the end of the weekend.
Thank you, Andy. Always a pleasure. Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.